We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bounce up that weary into your head. Bounce up that.
Mr. DJ, where are you?
Bounce Effect with DJ Choppers. Hello and welcome back to Bounce Down with me, DJ Choppers. On episode 198 of the podcast. Now we're two shows away from episode 200. Which is, I always keep saying it, I'm blowing away out. Now we've managed to get it to episode 200, but Yeah, it actually means a lot to get it there, which is amazing. I never thought we'd get it up to 100, then by 200. But then I'm sure we'll make 300, I'm sure we'll make that. And then in another 8 weeks from now, it will be the fourth year of Boltspin. So it will be turning 5. So we're in about 4 years. Then we're heading into a brand new year, which is exciting. And I'm actually having a Halloween party on the 26th of October. A joint celebration of the podcast and the Halloween fancy dress. So hopefully we can get a few of the listeners there. Hopefully it'd be great if we could get Chris Jones there. Our day one podcast listener and group expert as well. I love hearing his insights. Then it'd be great to all the other day oneers. Like all the ones that I've got on Brightside as well. It'd be lovely to see you all. So yeah, let me know if you can come, it'd be great. I'll message you in the meantime. And yeah, it's going to be exciting, so I can't wait. So yeah, this week we are doing the Light Festival Experience. This is the episode this week, and it's all about what I experienced at Why Not Festival. Now, a couple of weekends ago. So I've got a good few songs. And just a few, like, summary ones in there to mix it up. And some brand new tracks for you as well, because that's what's good about festivals. You can see so many different bands and loads of different types of music, and even bands that you've heard of bringing brand new tracks and covers, it's always good fun. Now I've got a few bands on here that I've never been to see live before, and they lived up to everything I thought they'd be, and more if that could be possible. Well, I was there for 3 days, so I got music from bands from each day, and then I'll talk about each one as well as we go along. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show last week, which was the Hey Boy Hey Girl show, which focused on boy band, girl bands and mixed groups throughout the years. So I hope you enjoyed that. It was a proper cheese fest, but you know me, I love a bit of cheese. And I know you love a bit of cheese on Boltspin as well, so why not? Nobody can say they can't sing along to those tunes. So yeah, I enjoyed that one anyway, as much as I did. Because that's the most important thing, isn't it? And at the start of the show, you would have heard Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso. No, I'm obsessed with that song at the moment. Love it. And as you may know, I'm a bit obsessed with country at the minute as well. So I have got a great country song to close out with at the end. But before we get the show fully underway, I just wanted to get the party started with two belters. And it is Venga Boys with We Like to Party, the Venga Bus is coming. Followed by Robin S with Show Me Love, a proper 90s dance classic that will definitely get you throwing some shapes. So enjoy these two tracks, and then I'll be back with you to start the show fully. you've got to show me love. Oh yeah. Straight out of 1993 with a bit of Robin Ash right there. Now, what a way to start the show off with a big bang. Yeah, I love those two tunes, really good ones. And yeah, now we can get on with the show and kickstart where the best way to start is from day one, of course. You know, day one, I did see four acts. And I'm actually going to play all four for you, so... No, I'm not going to play all four sets because it'll be there till tomorrow. It'll be here till Monday, but yeah. But we'll start with the first two, which was Soft Play with a song called Punk's Dead. These are a duo from Kent. And they used to be called Slaves, but with much controversy around the name. Being two white blokes making money out of the name with called Slaves. They decided to change the name, but it wasn't before. It was after they nearly split up. I went through a lot. The guitarist's wife died of cancer. And all different things got in the way that they were doing solo projects. And then Blair decided to add them to their list of supports and rekindled their love of music. So they rebranded as Soft Play and brought this song out about basically people being snowflakes. It's called Punk's Dead, and it's about the resurgence of punk, really. And then after that, I've got a band called I played before, Yard Act, but with a song called Petroleum, which is off their new album. This is my utopia, I think. And then it's a good tune. It's sort of punk. It's between punk and indie, so it blends into the next two afterwards. So, enjoy Soft Play, followed by Yard Act. But I will warn you, the Soft Play song does include bad language. So if you don't listen to it, hit turn off, that's all I'm saying. Just thought I'd give you the warning and the heads up. So, yeah, enjoy Soft Play and Yard Act.
Congratulations and good luck to a bit of Soft Play. That's what I'm having, a bit of Soft Play. Yes, please, my boot.
Bye. cherries on the world cake, but I still see you in your show.
Listen, guys, I don't mind you changing your name, but I understand the whole PC, whatever the fuck you should. But your new name just sucks ass.
So it's the worst name you've ever heard for a band.
Change it back.
Change it?
Yeah.
It's
like a metaphor.
Puck's dead, Puck's dead, cause of you, Puck's dead. It's a fake, can't believe all that shit that you said. Johnny Rotten is turning in his bed. I was gonna say great, but the fucker ain't dead.
Imagine if I had to give you my soul in a moment when my soul was asleep. For it happens sometimes through no fault of our own. It's just a momentary blip in the passing of time. It's not a sign.
And that was the unique sounds of Yard That right there with Petroleum. And quite a mental song before that. I did quite like Soft Play though. And that sounds a bit dodgy, the band. Now I'm going to see the Soft Play band doing. And I think it's November, I think, but it's bought by Panic Jack. Yeah, also up and coming punk band they were quite like, so. Yeah, looking forward to that gig. I mean, it's good to see them live. No, they've not seen them before, so it was really good. I'd seen them on Jules Holland before, and really good. Just a drummer and a guitarist, really, that's it. Not the drummer stands up and plays the drums, and he doesn't have any hi-hats. And they've actually got a song that says, the F-U hi-hat. And he gets all the chords chanting it, but yeah, definitely, if you're into that kind of music, definitely check them out. And yeah, now we're probably going to slow it down a bit now with the next few. Now, we got the Lottery Winners next with a song called Much Better. No, look, basically, I already feel much better, and that's quite positive affirming. And a good message. They probably feel real funk. A real feel good track called Tongue Tied Then. Yeah, it's a real feel good track, and definitely very positive. And then I've got a song by Jake Bugg off his new album, which is out soon. I think it might be out in October, I think. But this is the top single of the album called Zombieland. And it's all about how in society people are walking around like zombies, following that herd mentality, doing what the establishment says. And then a lot of the bands that are into punk bands. Now I get more into that later with Bob Villain. Not Bob Villain with a V, a punk duo. Well, yeah. So, they're two really good tunes anyway. So, finish off day one of my WANA experience. So, yeah, enjoy the Lottery Winners, followed by Jake Bugg. Yeah, the fresh new sound of Jake Bugg there with Zombieland. Really good. I hope you enjoyed those two tracks. I think the Jake Bugg one is quite, in its own way, is quite uplifting. But yeah, and now we're, that ends the day one section. Now we're heading into day two. Well, day two was a bit of a, probably not the best lineup I've seen there. But why not? It included another band that I did see that day. It was Valour, V-L-U-R-E, but it's quite dark electro punk, which I don't think goes with the positive vibes today. And also the Degenerates. Yeah, I was also going to see that day, but yeah, didn't think of much. But I only caught the end of their set. And also another band called Shelter Boy from Germany. It was probably quite Northern England indie. And he was really good actually, I caught most of his set. I'll probably play him again in a future show. But yeah, so I'm going to play from day two, The Bracknell, with a song called The Ballad of Winnie and Jim. And I'd like to dedicate this one to my good friends, Kirsty and Craig. Get married next year. It's a special song. Yeah, it's about growing old together and living together for life. And two of my favourite people. And really grateful to have them in my life. And the two kids are like, two girls are in Cullen. Yeah, I see them as my nephews likewise. And I went to Ireland with them last weekend. Because as my PA and Craig came as to help us and to keep us all company, really. And we had a great holiday. Over in Dublin, and it was pleased that I didn't get too drunk this time. No, I get quite sober, but I think that's sometimes better. I have some really good memories of that weekend. And that's what it's all about, making memories. So yeah, I'd like to thank him for all the support and help. And for the true friendship between us all. Yeah, so I'd like to dedicate that to Kirsty and Craig. And then the next song I'm going to play from day two is Las Vegas. And he's one of the bands that I've always wanted to see live. The song I'm supporting Arctic Monkeys about 2011, I think. And I've always loved the music since, so. Yeah, and it was really good to see him a bit late. It's good to see him still going all this time after. And I got the song called Daddy's Gone, which I played before. It's a good tune, and they were really good live. Even though I had to sit on the inside of the front barrier in the mosh pit, because I couldn't see otherwise, so I sat on the other side. No, it'll be behind the big speaker, so that I could just about see the lead guitarist, the singer. I could just see him on the video, but it's got my ears. I heard it, that's what matters, and hopefully I can not to get to see him at their own headline gig, which would be nice. So yeah, I'll play these two for you, and then I'll be back with you. So enjoy these two tracks, and the two really good ones.
Table and blood in his mouth. He don't mind the taste. You Talk about sitting on my own aside. A 50-year-old reminiscing what I had. I won't be the lonely one sitting on my own aside. Forget your dad, he's gone. Forget your dad, he's gone. He's gone, he's gone, he's gone, he's gone.
Great songs of Gros Vegas there, and that song stood the test of time. Yeah, it still sounds just fresh now that it did the day first, didn't it? Yeah, a really, really good tune, but, yeah. If you ever get a chance to see them live, I definitely highly recommend them as well. And, yeah, so just before we go into it, that was the end of the day too, but, just thought we headed to day three, I'll talk about some of the other bands that I did see. On day one, it was another band called The Book Club. Anyway, I saw Before the Lottery Winners in the big top at the Why Not, but they were okay, they were a bit different, a bit wacky, but yeah, they were quite good. And then on day two, another band that I did see the end of. And after I saw Las Vegas, JBT. Las Vegas run in the Giant Squid, which is the third stage of World Cup. And JBT was on the third stage, so we went over. And I went and got in the van, caught a bit of JBT. Got a bit of one of his songs, I can't remember which one it was, I think it was Sheila. Yeah, it was okay. I think there's only a couple of songs on now. Sheila and Zombie, but yeah, all these up there, it won't don't even make the top 20. No one have thought, but it was good to see a bit of him live. Yeah, on the day three, I missed Holly Humberstone and the Stanleys. And Noel Gallagher was the headline that day. But I went to see Bob Villain headline the third stage. I saw Noel Gallagher at Wigan a couple of weeks back. No, he's only going to do the same set. I saw he did Kendall Carlin Friday night, and he did that Sunday night. No, he's exactly the same set as he did in Wigan, so. But I'll see Bob Villain, he always brings the energy. And I'll speak about him a bit more in day three, which we're heading into next. But first on day three, the first band I went to see was the Masons in probably the fifth tent. No, the fourth tent it would have been. Called the Allotment. And I love the Masons. And yeah, friends of the show, I've had Matt and Harry on in doing their interview. And I've also had the lead singer Matt doing standard songs. And I'm hopefully going to get the band on again pretty soon. So hopefully. And I got to meet him afterwards as well. It was nice. We got this team ride to go and get when they came out. I went, ah, it's Mark. And then they ran over and stuff, so it was nice to have a picture with him. I'm going to play their brand new single Sunday. which is going to be big. I think each song they release, they get better. I hope you enjoy this song as much as I do. And then I've got Hot Wax up next after that, with one of their new singles called Phone Machine. And these are an up-and-coming punk band from Hastings, who, when I interviewed Kid Capucci, and they said, "Who are you enjoying listening to at the minute?" And they said Hot Wax. So, yeah, if it's good enough for Kid Capucci, it's good enough for me. And, first time I saw them, the first time me seeing them live. Then they put on a good show, and, yeah, I enjoyed the set. Added them to my music, and I also got to meet them. To meet the guitarist and the bassist after the gig. Then I got a picture with them, so I'll upload a picture of that. Yeah, really nice. It was a female trio. Well, I got to meet two of them, but yeah, really good band and really nice girls as well. Yeah, proper down to earth. Yeah, so enjoy the Masons with Sunday. Followed by Hot Wax with Phone Machine.
She only calls me on a Sunday. She knows I'd do anything to be her hero. As soon as she turns up, she takes off her clothes. It still hurts when she goes. She's our house, but no home.
We'll be right back.
Ah, yeah, another two fresh tunes right there. Which one just come out for both of them? Yeah, really good two tunes on. When you see a band you've not seen before, I think you either fall in love and love the music. They totally go the other direction, but this one. I really loved it, and yeah, I think we get to meet him as well. That makes it more special, yeah. No, I really enjoyed those two, and now we're heading to the end of the show now. We've only got two songs left, and then I'll be back to tell you what we've got coming up. Then I say goodbye, and then we got one song to play out with at the end. It's one of my favourites at the moment. But in the meantime, another two bands that I saw on day three, and why not? A band called English Teacher. They were not actually heard before, or that it even knew about. Well, you get like a schedule on the app with the festival. You can have a lot of views on and when they schedule and when they're on. And I came across them and listened to them on Apple Music, and yeah, they're really good. And they're really different. I mean, like, the songs are a bit random in the lyrics. But I don't think it matters if there's that much meaning behind the songs. But again, seeing someone live that you've not seen before, you either don't like or you fall in love with them, but another one that I'm falling in love with them and I bought tickets for. So I'm going to see them in November, but looking forward to that one. And I've got a song by them called Not Everybody Gets to Go to Space. Which is basically about not everyone gets to be successful. Not everyone gets to have lots of money and do whatever they want. Not everyone gets to fulfill their dreams. Basically, just a bit. I also got to meet these. Got to meet the lead singer, a female singer. And they've got another song called Blister My Paint, which is a love song, but what a voice she's got there. You'll hear the voice on this song. Sorry, my dog's got a squeaky ball, so. That's what's squeaking, it's not me. DJ Sandy's coming to the studio. Maria. She's really nice, but you're hearing this song, what her voice is like. Then it's, pure, proper good. And then, appropriate contrast is Bob Villain. Bob Villain with a V, which is a punk duo. And a drummer and a rapper, punk rap. Yeah, so they're quite innovative and they sing about really political stuff, about Black Lives Matter and all stuff that's going on in Palestine, in Ukraine. They're all about being supporting people that are downtrodden. So, yeah. Everyone, that's all the things that we're going through. With these thugs rioting, that just stick up people that deserve everything that comes to them. Yeah, through justice, I mean. And I got something called Ring the Alarm. And it's a really good tune. And I saw these headlining. Then in this song, he jumped in the crowd and crowd surfed. Then everyone was raised and ringing the alarm if one turned a bit back. Yeah, it's a good tune. It's an album track. It's off the new album, Humble as the Sun. But it's a good tune, and I hope you enjoy it. I've played a few of those before. Not like this one before, so I hope you enjoy this. And the English teacher before it, and I'll be back to tell you what we've got coming up. Continue to go by and play one song at the end. But in the meantime, here is English teacher with Not Everybody Gets to Go to Space. Alright, Bob Villain with a V with Ring the Alarm. Enjoy.
Everybody gets a time to shine. Because if everybody got to go to space, all of its bars would have a line. To go to space, and that's okay. You're too busy here. How could you fit it in? Plus, if everybody got to go to space,
when you hear the villain sound. Why do you think they call me Bob? I chase the bald heads out of town. You know I had a vision when I was making death threats so that I could make a living. Didn't wanna see me winning, rather see me in a prison. The man with billing suits, now it's headlines that we're billing. Oh gosh, in the street, Big Bird if they arrested me. Had to boot the door in when they wouldn't open sesame. I'm my brother's keeper, so you know I got him next to me. And if he shot the sheriff, then you know I shot the deputy. Burn it down, I stand firm upon the ground. I was out there by myself, I had to learn to earn a pound. I shout black is beautiful, they act like they ain't heard a sound. I hear sirens in the distance, then murder is lurking round. Kill the culture if they can't put it in prison. Bust a smile for Smiley and his cockney rhyming whisper. They won't touch me with their shackles, it's a dungeon. Don't forget, I see Lucifer on earth, dressed up like the London Met. Oh gosh, in the street, Big Bird if they arrested me. Had to boot the door in when they wouldn't open sesame. I'm my brother's keeper, so you know I got him next to me. And if he shot the sheriff, then you know I shot the deputy.
Ring the alarm, ring the alarm. If I shot the sheriff, then you know I shot the deputy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, really Bob villain. And that definitely. You only went to see him over and over again. Got not no disrespect. Not Bob villain brings the energy. Proper, really good, really good. There's actually the thought it said, oh, please that you're all here, not watching. No, Gallagher. It was Liam Gallagher, I'd be there watching him up with him. I'd be there watching him with you. No, it's no Gallagher, so he can do one, so it's quite funny. No, yeah. I'll never have to see you ever get, both of those, if you ever get to see them live. I highly recommend it. And I will be playing the love song by English Teacher. On a future show, there's a great voice. Yeah, so now we are at the end of the show, I'm afraid. But I hope you enjoyed it today and enjoyed all the music. All the new music and some old ones in there. Some that I played before, some that I've never played before, so yeah. No, yeah. I really enjoyed it today and I really enjoyed the festival. I hope I inspire you, you guys to go to a festival. So, yeah, hopefully I can see that one day. But, yeah, if you've never been to a festival, I highly recommend it. But I would take my own food, that's the only thing I would do. But, yeah, so, yeah, that is the end of the show, but we have got plenty more to come. Now, as I said, 2 more weeks, we're in episode 200. And in 8 weeks, we're turning year 5. That's the 5th anniversary of the podcast. Not 4th anniversary, but 5th birthday. We're having a Halloween party, you heard, so. It'd be great to get some of the day oneers celebrating with me. And even brand new listeners, there we go, so yeah. And I will be back next 1 week later than scheduled. And I'm back with a real good chat next week with DJ Sana, which will be next Wednesday, rather. It's a con next Wednesday, but next week it'll be going out. Then we got that show ready, we got two good talking points. Then two good songs to bring you. And some great insights, so join me for that one. Then me and MC Louis will be back in America as well. DJ Chopper Show will return. I hope we got an interview with the Masons in the pipeline. On Tuesdays, I know I keep saying it, but it will happen one day. And yeah, the covers, not covers, the country down hit list, the indie rock hit list, the urban jams hit list, the Choppers on Shuffle, golden eras of indie, easy playlist, the Choppers on easy listening playlist, the Choppers crowd pleasers, all that to come. Not to get in charge as well, so there's loads and loads to come. As we turn year five, so yeah. Thanks for the journey so far, and long may it continue. Now your support is goes without saying how grateful we are. And and it's all in memory of DJ JT. They won't throw me woven into the fabric of this podcast. But I'll do everything for him now. That's my mission. Keep his name alive and keep the mission going. There's a lot more for us to do just yet. Flustered now, I've said all that, but this has been a Monster Den production on RSS, SoundCloud. These are an Apple Podcasts on your smartphone, on your smart speaker. Whatever you choose to listen, anytime, anywhere. And I've been DJ Choppers, I'm now signing off. And if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window. And one song plays out as always, it is Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. By the fantastic sound of Luke Combs. Off the brand new film Twisters, which came out recently. And it's definitely my favourite film of the year. Favourite soundtrack of the year. Yeah, blew it out of the park for me. Enjoy this track. Stay safe. Take care. I'll be back with you next week with the In the Safe Hands of DJ Sana. And yeah, enjoy this track. I keep chasing that same old devil. caca.
You now listen to the sounds of JT on Bounce FM.
Oh yeah.
Never to be forgotten, forever associated with Bounce FM. Love you, mate. Bounce FM, where you can hang all your problems on a peg at the door. Bounce FM, really, it's your ear. Bounce FM.